1, 2, 3. The streets of New York, a maze made of iron and stone. A labyrinth complete, with edges that cut through the bone. They come by the millions, the hipster, the prince, and the clown.
Every year, countless numbers of musicians pack up their belongings and head to New York City in hopes of breaking into the big time. For Willie Nile, that break came on July 29, 1978. He was the opening act, and the influential New York Times critic Robert Palmer was in the audience to see the headliner. But Palmer was so impressed by the 29-year-old Buffalo native that he devoted the bulk of his review to Willie Nile. Every once in a while, wrote Palmer, the Times seems to produce an artist who is at once an iconoclast and near-perfect expression of contemporary currents. Since that review was published, Willie Nile has earned a great deal of respect in the music business, but never became what you would call a star. It doesn't seem to matter to him. Willie Nile has just released a new CD with a title that pays homage to a place that has nurtured him over the decades, the streets of New York.
The streets of New York have faces only mothers could love. From rich boys in silk to panhandlers who can't get enough. Drifters ride on the subways, hustlers roam through the night. Tourists come back again and again until they get it right on the streets of New York. Streets of New York have places where two hearts can meet. The west side uptown, or down here on Rivington Street. Meet me tonight by the station. Meet me in Washington Square. We'll drink wine and dance on the moonlight, and I'll hold you in the air. On the streets of New York, on the streets of New York.
That's Willie Nile playing an acoustic version of the title tune on his new CD called Streets of New York. We're actually sitting in a club called Kenny's Castaways, which has been in this location for 30 years. It's on Bleecker Street, near McDougal, near Washington Square, near all of those landmarks you've ever heard of in Greenwich Village. He's on stage with his Gibson guitar, and I have got a ringside table. And he agreed to meet me here on a beautiful day on the streets of New York. I have to ask you, did you change your name from Robert Noonan in order to play in this club oh so many years ago?
I changed my name when I came to New York in the early 70s from Buffalo, where I was born. When I first started playing in the clubs, I found it very pretentious and cliquey. And you had to wait in line to get on the open mic nights. Whoever the people that were running them, not all of them, some places were better than others, but the particular place I went to, they make you wait. You have to wait till 3 a.m. to play, and you're treated fairly disrespectfully, which I suppose is, they do it on purpose so you can get your bruises in early. And one night after waiting for a long time in line, I went up to the fella and the guy said, "What's your name?" And I said, it's Robert Noonan. And he said, "I can't hear you. What is it?" And I said, it's Huey Rosenbag. And he said, "Rosenberg?" I go, no, Huey Rosenbag, like the pitcher's mound, like the pit bag. And so he wrote that down. So my girlfriend and I waited all night long in the back laughing, knowing that he would come on, and certainly came on, introduced me, ladies and gentlemen, Huey Rosenberg. And next week, my name was Mo Downs. And the week after that, my name was Umberto Snorts. I was watching the great PBS series, Search for the Nile. And I just woke up one morning, Willie Nile. I thought it was a good rock and roll name to say something as nihilistic. Made me giggle, mm-hmm. being a philosophy major. Mm-hmm. So I thought it's a good rock and roll name. And that way, if I get praised or slammed, I'll always be one step back going, yeah, they're talking about this made-up name.
When you were growing up in Buffalo, was the village a place that you wanted to make pilgrimage to and stake a claim here?
Well, I don't know about staking a claim, but there was a lot of romance for me. I used to hitchhike down when I was in high school. I'd hitchhike from Buffalo on the thruway when you could hitchhike. Just wander the streets, you know, come go to the park, used to sleep in the park. When you could sleep in the
park. Sleep in the park, right.
The bad park people changed things. Anyway, I would come down and just wander the streets. The beats, I love the beat gender beats, Ginsberg, Corso, the great beat poets. I wanted to see it. It held magic for me. The same, I always, and I still do think of New York as Paris in the 1850s or perhaps London in Dickens' time. I like the notion of a huge city with a cosmopolitan collection of people, rich, poor, everything in between. I mean, New York City, it's dirty, it's dark, it's dangerous, it's got the three D's. But it's also very magical, it's glorious, you know, and for a writer, there's no place better.
You write this great song that's on your CD, you're going to play it for us, to take us out. The Day I Saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. I think the lyric that amuses me the most is when everyone says that they were there when Bo Diddley was in Washington Square. And I would imagine that would apply to people who say, well, I was in the village when X was happening, when Patti Smith, you know, did her first concert. And you did see Bo Diddley in Washington Square.
I'm walking down McDougal Street, minding my own business, behaving to myself as best I can. Who across the street should be walking with his round hat with a rattlesnake around it, with a guitar in hand, but I went, that's Bo Diddley. To myself, I says, talking to myself all the time as I do, it's Bo Diddley. And it was. I obviously didn't bother him. I just looked in wonder. I thought, there's Bo Diddley walking down McDougal Street. How cool is that? Well, some months later, I read that he stays in a hotel near there when he's in town. And a frequent collaborator and my friend, dear friend Frankie Lee, who I wrote this next song with, while we were hanging one night writing, having a few beers, talking, and I mentioned him, I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square Park, and he said, I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square Park. So we were laughing our heads off, so we wrote a song about Bo Diddley. And last year I actually got to play it for Bo Diddley. He was doing an interview on a radio show with a friend of mine, and they invited me, and I sang it for him, and he said, I like that. So anyway, we wrote it as it's kind of a day in the life of planet Earth, is seen through Washington Square with Bo Diddley as the Greek chorus, perhaps. And it goes like this. Oh, the sky, it was orange. The trees, they were bare. There were oceans of people all going somewhere. It was just like a painting, a day at the fair. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. There were heroes and villains, paupers and thieves. There were preachers from TV who rolled up their sleeves. There was much dirty laundry in need of repair. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. There were hipsters and pop stars and posers galore, the kind of location politicians adore. And the blind man was laughing, asleep on the stair. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square, singing, lay down, na na na, singing, lay down with me. Sang a song for those who just don't have a prayer. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. Oh, the Salvation Army, was lost in a fog as the emperor of ice cream was walking his dog. And the members of Congress were chained to a chair the day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. There were orphans and outcasts for whom no one cared. There were runaway children on a park bench somewhere. There were divas from uptown with nothing to wear the day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square singing, lay down, na na na, singing, lay down with me. He sang a song for those who just don't have a prayer the day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. As the bagpipes were playing a mystical tune, the sky poured open, the stars and the moon, and the arms of the infants were raised in the air the day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. As the full moon ascended its heavenly stare, two lovers embracing were caught in the glare. There are millions of people who'll say they were there the day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. Singing, lay down, na na na, singing, lay with me. He sang a song for those who just don't have a prayer the day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square.
Willie Nile playing The Day I Saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square, playing it not too far from Washington Square in New York at Kenny's Castaways on Bleecker Street.
All right.
The tune is from Streets of New York, his new CD, which has just been released on the 2 Minutes 59 label. Willie Nile, I want to thank you so much for coming down to the club.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Also like to thank Maria Kenny for opening up the club. For us, our producer is Jesse Baker, our engineer is Neil Rauch. There's more information on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.